You've called it David's gift. Why do you say that this situation or circumstance was a gift for you?
As a parent, one of the greatest joys you have in life is when that child is born. And I think for many parents, we have visions and views of how the children are going to grow up. Your children are going to grow up, and you were just talking about it a minute ago. When our son was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, it sent us into quite a tailspin. But in reality, when I look back on it now, the lessons we learned changed our lives. And it was his gift to us to become greater parents than what we possibly thought we could be.
We'll talk about the lessons very shortly, but tell us about that moment where you heard that it was Asperger's.
It was a Saturday morning, I remember it well, and we had known for a while that something was not right. It was 1997. And we were coming back from I had been to see a specialist in Brisbane. Coming back, he used the words Asperger's syndrome, and it was that moment of being so excited that I finally had a diagnosis, and then absolutely terrified that I had a diagnosis. And I had these thoughts bouncing around in my brain. At one moment, I wanted to run down to the local store and put a sign up and say, "It's not bad parenting, we actually have a diagnosis." Mm. And the other side was, "Oh, now what are we going to do?" Mm. So it was this real dichotomy of feelings that were bouncing around in my head.
And that is, with Asperger's and autism, that is one of those things that goes through your mind as a parent, that what have I done wrong? Where has my parenting failed that, you know, I've created a monster?
That's so true. I mean, many nights I'll be lying in bed thinking, what have we done? Oh, you know, I read all the books, I did the breastfeeding, I, you know, played with my child. What's happening? You know, I'd be getting calls from parents complaining about David's behaviour. I'd be up at the school all the time. So it was this constant challenge to come to terms with what was happening, and it was, we turned very inward, and you know, I talk about it in the book where we got to the bottom, really, and the book is about that, you know, it's an honest account of what really happened in our lives and where we went from there.
What was David's behaviour? This is a spectrum, so
right.
There's, you know, the very extremes at both end, and there's probably somewhere in the middle for a lot of them. But what was David's behaviour? What was the typical stuff that he was doing?
He had difficulty with social interaction with other children, and he would become very stressed in situations that would appear quite normal to everybody else. He had difficulty with language, so he had difficulty in expressing himself. And because he was a loner child, he liked to be on his own, create his own stories in his head, which is a whole other story. He was picked on a lot by other children. He was bullied and victimized. And so he would react in the only way he knew how, and that was physically. And so his reactions always created such drama in the classroom and in the and outside that we were constantly called up, and it took me a long time to realise that it was him being picked on and his reaction was inappropriate. However, it was because he had no other option but to react the way he did.
Mm. You have said that the things we needed to teach David most were the things that we most needed to learn ourselves. What
Absolutely.
Did you mean by that?
We wanted David to grow up to be a self-aware, compassionate, intelligent young man. And we realised at one stage that we were his parents. We needed to model those things that we wanted him to learn. We couldn't just talk about it. We had to become that. So for Jerry and I, for my husband and I, we had to look at our relationship. If we were going to teach David about love, then we had to create a loving relationship. If we had to help David understand his emotions, then we needed to understand our emotions instead of reacting. And so we became the models for him. So that took a lot of internal work for both of us, and an acceptance that we weren't just in charge of our lives, that we needed to work on ourselves constantly. And we were going to do this together. That was a really big change for us, or a challenge for us, because for many families there is a relationship breakdown in many families who are dealing with difficulties with challenging behaviours in children all the time.
Mm. What's a positive of Asperger's? Are there any positives?
Absolutely. I mean, these children are little professors. If we want a solution to world peace, if we want a solution to global warming, these are the children that are going to find it for us. And they're growing up in a world that doesn't celebrate difference any longer. We want everybody to be the same. You just look at TV programs and the reality TV shows you're seeing. We don't celebrate difference. I mean, Bill Gates has Asperger's-like tendencies. Isaac Newton, Beethoven, Steven Spielberg has now been diagnosed with adult Asperger's. So these people create amazing things in our world, and we need to celebrate the difference.
I hear about autism and Asperger's, but that's mainly related to children. What does it look like in adults? Your son now is 24.
That's right. He's at university now, studying Bachelor of Film and Screen TV. You probably just have to wander through any research laboratory in any medical institution or university,
and you'll
see where they are. And as they grow up, that's the amazing thing with people with autism and Asperger's, as they grow up and fall into and find what it is they want in their lives, they become very successful individuals normally. They just have difficulty interacting with others, and so the judgments are made. That's where it's difficult for parents, because their children don't fit into this little mould that's kind of this sort of successful. You know, the children, you know, they're not invited to birthday parties. They're not invited for play days over. So for the parents, it's very challenging and heartbreaking at the same time.
Mm, sure. So your message to parents who either have children who are autistic or has Asperger's, or to parents who don't, to all of us, what's your message?
I think that's the wonderful thing about World Autism Day, actually, is that the awareness is to be compassionate, to understand. We have a great saying in our house, you must walk a mile in somebody else's shoes before you judge them. So the next time you're standing in a supermarket and you see a child losing the plot, instead of judging that parent, to understand that you have no idea what they have been through. And I hope that we can all understand and accept difference in everybody, and the world would be a much better place.
Sally, nice to meet you. Thanks very much for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you, Peter.